Next item on the agenda is Commissioner Walther's motion to amend Directive 68 to establish deadlines for the timely processing of enforcement matters. Commissioner Walther.
Since there's not much to add that people here aren't totally aware of, this is just one more step, hopefully, to move us in the direction of improving our enforcement system. And the last, you know, several, two or three years and motions coming and going, we've made a lot of headway in terms of transparency. So that, you know, the public now knows, really has a very good idea of where we are and where we are not in connection with the way we are handling our enforcement. So that's fine, and it seemed to me that maybe that knowledge that we have, that others have knowledge of how we're doing and not doing, might help us move along with more alacrity, but I think we still need some work on that regard. So I would propose something along this line. I don't think anybody's going to really vote, render vote yes on this, but simply a process by which we can nudge ourselves to get something done. And I thought, you know, by the time we got through the transparency, you know, policies that I think are really going to be helpful, we can now identify the problem, and it turns out the problem is us, to a large degree, in getting the work done. And so this proposes simply that there would be 9 months from the date of filing of the complaint to the date we would see a draft from the Office of General Counsel on a recommendation, and then there's a series of 3 months from the date of circulation. Bear in mind that at any time, if we were ever to adopt this, four votes can modify this at any time. So the time schedule really is to set something that is realistic, but also fair, not just in terms of fair in terms of getting the work done and can we get it done in time, but fair for the people who are filed the complaint, who are entitled to get action on the complaint, the people who are on the wrong end of a complaint, so that they don't have to worry about it for the next 2 or 3 years, even though we may have had our recommendation, the Office of General Counsel will sit on it for a year or two while other people want to know what's going to happen. I think this will be a way to energize us and make us realize that our job is not just to decide, but to decide it with a reasonable amount of dispatch. So I'm not going to ask for a vote on it. I know what the vote's going to be, but I might bring it up again in another session or two. And there's a little more. A little more I'd like to consider in connection with what we do when we are with refer our cases out to the Department of Justice and how we would deal with some of that. But overall, for us to be here and to have these cases come before us and to lose them on the statute of limitations, when clearly if we'd acted with amount of reasonable dispatch, is really a travesty. I don't see how we can let ourselves do that. And so I hope we can at least not let us lose a case or lose the opportunity to consider a case just because we've let the time lapse unnecessarily. So that's my pitch.
Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Commissioner Walther, for your proposals. I would like to take a lot more time to consider them, not even just till the next meeting. And the reason for that is we have some fine people in the Office of General Counsel who are working very hard to move matters more quickly, and we've already seen some improvement. And thank you to Ms. Stevenson and Mr. Kitcher, who's here. He's our acting something of the enforcement division, and we appreciate his stepping up to take that role. It's, as some people think, it's one of the hardest in the building, and I agree.
Associate General Counsel.
Oh, thank you. Associate General Counsel for Enforcement. So some good things are happening. We made some changes at the end of last year to move some of the sort of easier cases off their docket into places that might be more useful to both the committee and the commission in ADR and a new sort of campaign finance school is what I like to call it. So I think there's some good things happening, and I look forward to Mr. Kitcher and Mr. Gura and others in his division have committed to us to take some time. Again, he's new. To take some time and come up with some suggestions of how to improve the overall program. So I'd like to wait before I vote on any of these things, give him a few months to, you know, get used to the job and see how things are going. We on this side of the table, proposed a number of years ago in the enforcement manual certain deadlines on the Office of General Counsel, and the people in the Office of General Counsel didn't agree with them, and neither did my colleagues. And so we have looked at this type of thing in the past and happy to take another look at it, but I'd like to give Mr. Kitcher and his team a few months to get their feet wet and come up with some suggestions. I have a lot of confidence that they will have some good ideas for us.
Well, I appreciate Commissioner Walther bringing this to the table again, just for historical perspective. I added to the agenda a proposal along similar lines that I made back in May of 2015. We have a lot of work on our docket right now. We have more cases in-house than I think we have ever had at any time in our agency's history, and we are doing it with strained resources. We have fewer attorneys. And I have asked repeatedly that my colleagues join me in requesting, approving every request for enforcement attorneys when they come up to the Personnel Committee, but also in going back to Congress and asking for more lawyers, because I had a chart up on the screens at the end of last year that showed that we have three times the, looking back at a period of time, I think it was sometime within the last 10 years for a comparison point, we have three times as many cases and two-thirds the lawyers working on them. And there are also a number of really excellent lawyers that commissioners are borrowing from the Office of General Counsel. They're on detail to our offices, and I have somebody in my shop, so I'm not blameless on this. I have tried not to do that too often, but sometimes it seems unavoidable. But that leaves them shorthanded. You know, I think it's a great opportunity for our OGC attorneys to get the experience of working in commissioners' offices and seeing how the sausage gets made up here. But some of those folks have been gone for a long time from OGC on extended details, and I think we ought to empower OGC to replace them, at least on a one-for-two basis. I've offered my colleagues a sale price of one for two let them replace one out of every two people that are detailed somewhere else, because they need more. And we are getting reports up to us for decision at a pace that I have not seen, I think, in my time here. Every week there are, it seems like there's a dozen new ballots. And some of them are pretty straightforward and are easy, but others are complicated and hard. So there is a lot of work going on downstairs. I think it could be done better. I asked, was it last year or the year before, I asked Ms. Stevenson and our then head of enforcement to come up with a set of proposals for us on what they thought would help. And I was ready to endorse virtually every one of them. Not every commissioner was. So we, haven't had support for hiring more lawyers. We haven't had support for all of the ideas that our lawyers have suggested to us that they think would help them process cases more quickly. And there's us. There are cases that sit on commissioners' desks for way too long. There are cases that have been held up by commissioners for literally years on end. And I have said this before. I think that is unacceptable. I wish there was some way to write a directive that would tie commissioners' hands in a way that they wouldn't be able to do that. But we have not been able to come up with that yet, and if we did, I don't think we would have the votes for it. So I share Commissioner Walther's concerns on this and will continue to be happy to work with him or any member of the commission and all of, in fact, we would need to work with all of the commission because everything has to be unanimous these days to try to address some long-standing problems. I also am delighted with Mr. Kitcher having stepped up to take on one of the most thankless tasks, perhaps the most thankless task in the building. It's a huge workload. He came over from our litigation division, which I think is probably good training because litigators get their briefs in on time. So I know that he's bringing that sense of time sensitivity with him in his new role, and he and I have had many productive discussions about timeliness already, and I'm sure we will continue to have those discussions, but I don't think because we happen to have someone who is relatively new in that role that we have to wait to address longstanding problems in the timely processing of complaints. I completely agree with Commissioner Walther. It's unfair to the people who are the subject of the complaints, it's unfair to the complainants, and it's unfair to the public, and it's unfair to everyone in the campaign finance community who is trying to figure out where the lines are and is waiting to see. They hear about these complaints getting filed, and they don't see any resolution of them, so they just don't know what's going on. You know, does the commission think this is a problem? Does the commission not think this is a problem? Is it being investigated, or is it just sitting around waiting? So I think this is a huge, long-standing problem for the commission, and I support any effort to make improvements in that area. So Commissioner Walther has said he's not asking for a vote on this today. Any other comments on this?